And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Well, Santa's big night still a few weeks away, but in the meantime, elves in brown, purple, and blue are delivering huge numbers of packages at homes across the country. Unfortunately, some Grinches have been known to hop from house to house, stealing gifts right off front porches and from mailboxes. Police departments have been warning about such miscreants. But one Texas police chief is going the extra mile, inviting residents to have their packages forwarded to a somewhat more secure location that's likely to be less of a target for front porch burglars, specifically the Round Rock Police Department. Police Chief Alan Banks, welcome to Texas Standard.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
So I understand this was your idea. Why did you think this was necessary?
Well, one of the things that we are looking at is how do we reduce calls for service for our police officers to keep them out handling more higher priority calls? Additionally, how do we keep or maintain that partnership with our community? And so just laying there in bed one night, I said, hey, what better way to work with our community than to have them ship their packages, their holiday packages, to our police department where they're secure? Grinches can't get a hold of them, and they maintain that great holiday cheer.
So this was announced just in the last week. What's been the reaction?
So it's been a great reaction. We had a lot of positive feedback. We kicked off our program here on the 1st of December, and we already started receiving packages at our police department. And it's like I told my staff, I don't care if we get one package or we get 1,000 packages. That's one package less that will be stolen off that front porch. And that's what it's all about, is to make sure that we keep our community safe and keep them happy and that quality of life as high as possible.
You know, I hadn't thought about what you were saying a couple of minutes ago about how when people are reporting packages stolen, that itself is a drain on your resources. Because to be honest, I mean, this seems like a terrifically helpful service, but also something that could be overwhelming to a police department. I mean, you don't have unlimited resources, and handling parcels it's overwhelming for the Postal Service. Are you worried at all about sort of not having enough time on your hands to deal with this on top of everything else?
Well, and that's one of the things that we did consider is when we see the number of thefts from packages being stolen off front porches rise around the nation. We've seen the increase from just the Round Rock area last year. We had 13 that were stolen out of from porches that were actually reported for us. So we wanted to decrease that number. Additionally, our records department, who receives those calls, our officers who have to respond to those calls, what better way than to have them all involved and to do this program? So our resources are already there to handle the packages, and our officers are available to take higher priority calls.
But I want to understand that. So are we talking about rank and file police officers that are going to be in charge of actually handling these packages? And does that mean officers would be taken off the streets to deal with this delivery service?
Absolutely not. And see, it's not a delivery service. When we receive those packages, mm-hmm. whoever ordered those packages will actually come to our police department and pick them up.
Okay.
So we're basically going to be the safe haven for them. We're the front porch. Our resources are going to be our records division, our civilian staff, who are going to be the intake or the processing for those packages. They will store them in a secured location here at the police department, and we'll turn those packages over to a person who has ordered them.
So how are you going to gauge whether this program is successful? I guess that a lot of that will tell you whether or not to bring it back next year, right?
It will, and I'll tell you this, it's already been successful. The minute we received that first package shows me that we're successful. Why? Is because of the cooperation that we have with our community. Our community trusts us enough to bring in their holiday packages or send them over to our department. That's a success in itself.
So what do people do? You go to Round Rock Police Department website, and they have the address there and all that, or what?
So they can come to our website. There is an address there. We are on Facebook and social media platform. Additionally, they can call us as well and get as much information as they need to get those packages delivered to us.
All right. We're going to have a link to the address and the number and all that at our own website, texasstandard.org. Round Rock Police Chief Alan Banks, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you. Happy Holidays to you as well. Appreciate you.